The Hidden Node for September the 11th, 2012. Tech Tuesdays. So, normally I'm going to try to pick something outside of what I'm initially working on, but the topic I want to cover today is technology-based, so I'm going to use that for the base of conversation this Tuesday. So, as I mentioned in a previous podcast, I've been trying to overhaul a few things on my website. Today was kind of a big day because, well, I actually caught up a lot of different things. I fixed the redirections on my site. I fixed the RSS feeds on the site. I fixed the site's appearance. I fixed the site's categories. I should mention that the primary site I'm talking about is, of course, HiddenNode.com. If you're just getting this through the RSS feed or through iTunes, which, by the way, we are officially on now, the site's been updated. It's the same theme, but I've changed a few things around. I've changed the sidebar. I've changed the top section. It's now set up a bit more like different author sites that I've been studying. I've been looking at Stephen King's, Mercedes Lackey, T. Morris, Scott Sigler. I also looked at J.R.R. Martin, but his has not been updated in a long time, which kind of surprises me, because you would think the whole HBO thing, he would have money to spend to get a better website. I don't know. Anyway, I've just been studying the different sites and how they're formatting words, how they decide their categories, how they decide, you know, what to put up in different ways. And, you know, like I say, I really like the way that Sigler's and King's looked. They both, and many of the other authors I looked at, everybody puts their library or their books or their content, it's that first button on the top left side. The first place Western audiences look when they look at web pages, that's where their button is. That's what they're looking at. So I went with that. It's kind of short right now, especially since I merged my J. Samuel Doe blog into the Hidden Node blog, so a lot of the fiction I have on the site doesn't actually have any categories set right now, so not everything I want shows up properly inside the library. I'm gonna fix it, don't worry. It's just gonna take a little bit. You know, through September, I'll be going through and finding those stories and those blog posts and just assigning them. So, beyond that, fixed up the plugins. Major changes there. I used to use a kind of plugin that did this huge pop-up thing with like 50 different places you could share posts on. And one that never happened. I don't think I've ever had a post get shared. Two, it was 50 things, and nobody needs that much. Yeah, okay, there's a bunch of smaller social networks out there that some people use, or a small percentage of the population. I'm happy if they find my site, but they can go ahead and manually share the entries on their blogs, or feeds, or whatever. I'm kind of aiming at the main ones right now. Pretty much just selected this one called the Shareaholic, which is, if you ever see that little kind of feed set up where the icons are half under, like, the background almost, and you hover your mouse over them, they pop up, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's basically what it is. It's Shareaholic. It's this really good-looking feed. It's kind of professional-looking to my eye. And so, that's what I got. It was a free feed. I pretty much stuck mostly to free stuff for the WordPress. The only thing that's not free on the site, outside of the stock images I use, is the theme itself. I use a company that I spent something like $39 a year on, and I get access to whatever 70-something themes they have. So, if you care that much, I'll let you know what the who the provider is, but really, you can just go down to the bottom of my website. It's listed there, too. So, but, you know, I gotta admit, I have fun with these kind of bulk updates to the website. You know, tweaking the themes, making stock images, making banners, buttons, things like that. I'm not... I'm not a super creative guy when it comes to Photoshop. I know enough to use how to use Bevel. Okay, I know enough to use filters and such. But I'm not that great with specific images outside of what the kind of pre-programmed scripted functionality of Photoshop does. For example, you may have noticed yesterday we have a new icon on the podcast. This is the podcast icon we're using on iTunes. It's this really lovely version of the traditional Hidden Node icon I use, which is the traditional icon is two circles with three horizontal lines inside of it. I'll give you the backstory of that in just a second. Well, my wife is a graphic designer, and sometimes she looks at the stuff I make and she goes, "No, that's bad. I'm going to fix that for you," which she did. And she made this rather lovely metallic circle thing with transparent bars in the middle and this beautiful stock image of a Hubble galaxy. It's really nice looking. I love the hell out of it. And it's a lot better than mine. You can actually right now on the front page of the site see the old post with the new post and compare the two icons. And I think you'll agree. Her icon is much better than what I did. So, anyway, I'm just having fun updating the site and doing stuff that's productive for the writing, for the productivity of the whatever brand thing I'm trying to do. The only thing I don't have is, well, no, I'm actually pretty much got everything. The only thing I don't really have set up yet is some of the sidebars missing because, well, I'm supposed to put books over there and free audiobooks over there. Those don't exist yet. It's going to make it kind of hard to put that stuff out there, isn't it? A little bit. I also don't have a store button at the top because the aforementioned put thing of don't have thing to sell yet. So, as it goes. In the next 6 to 8 months, that's gonna change. If everything goes according to plan per the schedule I told you about yesterday. You know, this I'll have to look at store software, I'll have to look at is it good to use your Amazon affiliate link to try to sell your own book? Is that appropriate? I don't know. I need to check their terms of service because, you know, I'm not really sure on that. Have to check. That's really about it. So, check out the site if you can. Leave me a comment. Let me know what you think about it. If you have suggestions on things you'd like to see changed, what you'd like to see on the site, let me know. So, I feel like I need a tagline here, something to kind of end the show with. You can contact me at blah, 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 and I don't have voicemail yet. Not really planning on doing a voicemail on the show. But, okay, you know what? Let's do the easy thing. You can follow me on Twitter at NullOperations. You can follow me on Google Plus as Justin Deal. You can follow me on Facebook.com/NullOperations. You can subscribe on iTunes at The Hidden Node. And you can email me at jdeal@hiddennode.com. That's DIEHL. Awesome. There we go. I think I need an email button on the website now that I think about it. Oh well. With that, I will catch you all later. Have a lovely Tuesday. Hopefully the day goes fast for you, and see you tomorrow.